Let's go to health headlines now and Dr. Barry Dworkin. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Now, we talked about this briefly yesterday, and I'm very interested because my wife, like many people, gives me an aspirin every few days. This as a preventative act to try and reduce the risk of heart attacks or strokes. Well, she stopped giving them to me yesterday after we read the results of this 15-year study published by the Daily Telegraph saying that, in fact, this kind of aspirin use could triple the risk of blindness.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where you can't depend on one study to reflect the actual reality of things. And this was a study that looked at the development of what we call wet macular degeneration, which is a change in the eye where you get more blood vessels that grow in and cause some blindness. It's an Australian study published in the Journal of the Medical Association Internal Medicine Journal. And what people were what they did is they asked people at the beginning of the study whether they were taking aspirin, whether they were taking it once a week, less than once a week, or none at all. And that was it. They didn't follow it afterwards. They didn't ask the dose. They didn't ask how often they were taking it other than whether once a week, less than once a week, or none. They also found that the people that had more of this issue were people that already had cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and when they took those things into account, they found that the rate of macular degeneration decreased. So there was a link with those particular conditions. The other issue is that there were two large randomized trials, of which this was not, two randomized trials in the past that didn't show any association with ASA use and macular degeneration. And the other, if we keep going with this, they found that the actual risk of developing macular degeneration over 15 years was 4 people for every 100 over 15 years. So a very small risk. The reason people should be using aspirin for those that have cardiovascular disease is that there's a significant reduction in risk of further cardiovascular disease if you're taking aspirin, that which is called secondary prevention, which far outweighs any risk of developing any eye problems. So the bottom line to this is that you can't say by any means that there's any conclusive evidence to show that ASA will increase risk, because you have someone taking aspirin maybe once a week or less than once a week. You don't know.
Right.
How does that actually work? What is the mechanism of that happening when you're not even taking the medication regularly? And secondly, you need what's known as a systematic review. You
all
need
right.
to have a way to review all the studies in order to know whether this is actually true or not.
Sorry to cut you off, but we've
no
got
problem.
To go. But Dr. Dworkin, thank you very much. Don't
You're
put
very
a lot
welcome.
Of stock in this particular study. Thank you for that.